It's Earth Day. It's Good Shepherd Sunday. Earth Day is a perfect day to tell the story of the Good Shepherd. Because what does the Good Shepherd need? A good place to take care of his sheep. A place with enough resources to feed and water and shelter the sheep. And I believe Jesus meant for us to be good caretakers of this earth for one another. This earth that God placed us on. The story of the Good Shepherd is one you're all probably familiar with. It may be a little hard for us to relate to a shepherd because probably, I would guess, none of you have taken care of sheep before. I was kind of hoping Jim would be here because I thought maybe Jim, but Wednesday night, as Sheila Ali Kershaw was talking about spiritual journaling with us, she encouraged us to write the scripture that we were thinking about in our own words. And she gave us the scripture of the Good Shepherd. And she asked us to give our own interpretation or example of what we thought a modern day shepherd would be. We had some very interesting answers, and it was quite humorous to hear them. But I immediately jumped to teachers because I think of this setting here and trying to herd a group of small children, and teachers are really good at that because a teacher truly loves and cares for their children. But the scripture begins talking about the fact that the hired hand doesn't really care about the sheep. In an article in the Christian Century for this week, the editor, David Helmheim, talks about a term that the British have coined called Jobsworth. Jobsworth is used to describe that person who won't so much as lift a finger to do more than their job requires. You know the type I'm talking about? The one who says, that's not in my job description. Or the one who says, I clocked in my 40 hours and I'm not staying another minute. Or the one who says, I can't help you with that because it's beneath my pay grade. The hired hand hasn't ever heard that familiar phrase, other duties as assigned. Their only concern is getting that paycheck from week to week and doing the bare minimum of what they need to do to get that check. Thinking about our modern day Good Shepherd, especially this week, I couldn't help but think about April 19th, 23 years ago, when my whole world changed. The day that the Murrah Federal Building exploded 6 blocks from the church where I served. When a quiet, normal morning, when I woke up and did my routine that I do every morning, and within a few hours, literally, my world came crumbling down. A member of the staff picked up small pieces of the broken stained glass windows in our sanctuary and made all these for the staff. Shards from the stained glass windows that fell. I keep this on my bookshelf in my office, and there really isn't a day that I walk into my office that I don't look at this and remember. Memories like this. I kind of wished I had named my sermon today, Jesus the First Responder, because I think that might be an example of a modern day shepherd. I watched that day as the fire department took up residence in our fellowship hall, and we began to serve food to them as they would rotate in and out of the rubble in hour increments. I watched the pain on their face, on their faces, not from the hard work that they were doing, but from what they were seeing as they sorted through rubble, hoping to find any sign of life. That has to be the kind of action Jesus was talking about that day. When the normal reaction to an event such as that would be to pick yourself up and run in the opposite direction as fast and as far as you can go. But instead, so many people, not just firemen, not just police, ordinary lay people running into the rubble to help. And what about these events? The World Trade Center, the Boston Marathon, the Harvey flood. Jesus came to this earth to be the ultimate first responder. When his people were threatened, he rushed in with no regard for his own life. His only purpose was to make a way for us to survive, a way to protect us, and a way to show us how to be shepherds or first responders ourselves. The way of this world is certainly seems to be increasingly the way of the job's worth. Do the very least we need to do to get through this life. We can certainly look around and see plenty of that in our world, can't we? Leave the do-gooding to somebody else. I'm going to take care of myself. It certainly was what was being practiced in Jesus' time. Let's go buy an animal to sacrifice, and that'll take care of us for a while. But Jesus showed us another way. A way that means giving of ourselves. On April 19th, as everyone in Oklahoma City felt the bombing and heard all the sirens headed downtown, Rebecca Anderson, who was an LPN, was at home, in her home in Midwest City. She'd got the kids off to school and she was at home that day, going about her normal routine, when she felt the explosion, and she saw the news, and she realized she needed to get down there. And within minutes, she and her husband were in a car and headed down. They'd been married 9 months. Her husband dropped her off where it seemed like a lot of medical personnel were taking care of people, and he rushed to park the car and then see what he could do. The two of them kept busy and didn't see one another until later that afternoon, when her husband got a phone call saying that his wife had been injured in the explosion. He said, "It's not possible, we weren't there." And they said, "Well, she's here at the hospital and you need to come." And as he went to the hospital to see his wife, she woke up and spoke a few words to him, and then she was out. And that evening, she woke up and spoke a few more words, but never really knowing what had happened. They were never able to discover how she took the hard blow to the back of her head. She was never able to tell them, and no one saw it happen. And 4 days later, she passed away. And when her husband was asked if he regretted taking her there and dropping her off, he said, "I'm devastated at this loss. I wished we had more than 9 months together. But I'm not sorry I took her, because she could not have lived with herself if she hadn't helped. If she were here and had it to do all over again, she would do the same thing. That's what Jesus was speaking of when he described the Good Shepherd. And it's what our scripture in 1 John is meaning when it says, we know love by this, that he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for one another. How does God's love abide in anyone who has the world's goods and sees a brother or sister in need and yet refuses help? Little children, let us love, not in word or speech, but in truth and action. And by this we will know that we are from the truth and will reassure our hearts before him. When there are people in our community, people in our world who are in need, we don't need to be jobs worth people. We don't need to hope someone else will help and turn and look the other way, trying to not notice the need. We don't need to think, well, that's the job of whomever. That's the job of the fireman, or that's the job of the police, or that's the job of the government. We don't need to think. We don't need to think, well, I'll just get in the way if I try. Let them handle it. We need to be the kind of people like Rebecca Anderson that can't live with ourselves if we don't try and help in some way. Maybe that means rolling up our sleeves and joining in. Maybe that means lifting our voices and speaking out. Maybe it means walking into the voting booth and doing what we think is right there. Maybe it is putting our financial resources into the right hands. But it means giving 100% of ourselves to help others. What it definitely is not about, it's not about thinking of ourselves. It's not about thinking, what will this do to me? Am I risking myself? Could I be hurt? Could I have to give up something? Will I have to go without something? Will this mean I won't have time to do what I want to do? No. It's about saying, I don't matter. It's about saying, I can't live with myself if I don't help. It's about saying, I can't look in the mirror at myself unless I give all that I am to be like the Good Shepherd and love people with my whole heart. I'll be the first to admit it's not easy. I know it's difficult. I know that society teaches us to think of ourselves first, and then we can help others. Even Scripture tells us to love others as we love ourselves. But loving ourselves doesn't mean putting ourselves first. It means putting God first in our lives. And when we do, we can put others. May we be good shepherds in this world. Or may we be first responders or teachers or whatever you can relate to, as Jesus taught us, so that you can be willing to lay down your life, so that Christ may be glorified, so that Christ can be seen, so that love can be experienced in this world. Amen.